Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend. Good morning, and Merry Christmas again. Now there's going to be a quiz, okay, on why you're merry about Christmas, okay? Why is it that Christmas is a big deal? I'm going to start by borrowing a story from a famous preacher some of you have heard of, Norman Vincent Peale. He was a generation or two ago. And he tells a story about a young woman who was working as a missionary in Africa. She was a teacher, and she was teaching the natives and teaching them English and teaching them about God and other things. And one Christmas Eve, a little boy proudly brought her a crudely wrapped Christmas present. The teacher was surprised because she knew the boy was very poor. They were all poor. They didn't have anything to give away. The teacher unwrapped the present in its crumpled brown paper bag and finds in it an exquisite seashell. The missionary knew that the only place to find such shells was many rugged miles away. She expressed her enthusiastic appreciation to the boy. "Dear boy," she said, "you traveled so far to bring me such a wonderful gift." At first, the young man was surprised by her reaction, and then his eyes brightened and he smiled widely and he said, "O teacher, long walk, part of gift." The long walk, part of the gift. I know we come here in our own places, right? Christmas brings in a various crowd of people. You know, some are here every Sunday, all the time. This is a rare occasion to be in church. And we're all on our own way. We're all on our own place on the journey, right? We're all on our walk somewhere. But we come here. We come here today, and I want you to think about this question for a minute. What is it that you are deeply, profoundly, personally, and absolutely grateful for? Do you have anything that you can kind of point to? This deep, personal gratitude, a sense of thanksgiving that overwhelms you at times. You ever have that? The gift of God, that God would give us his very self. That's the Christmas story. I think about this now. I know not all of your brains work the way mine works and the way I think about things and the way I imagine things, but I oftentimes think about the size of the universe. You know, you see these television shows, and how many miles is it to the nearest star? You know, so many billions of miles, and how many stars are there in our galaxy? Billions of stars. And then how many galaxies are there in the universe? I mean, every day we're discovering more. We can see further and further. And now they're saying, you know, who knows how big it is? Because this is all we can see today, but what are we going to discover in 10 years from now? Maybe there's many different universes, so to speak, with billions of galaxies. And all of that is just a tiny material reflection of the grandeur of God. All of creation is just a kind of mirror held up to show us the grandeur of God. You ever think about God like that? The incredible majesty of God. And now we come back down to Christmas morning, and we have to hold this truth in front of us, that the baby born in the stable in Bethlehem, that baby is God with us, that God has come to be with his people. And guess what? It's a long journey, isn't it? It's a long way from the throne of eternity to a stable in Bethlehem. But long walk, what? Part of the gift, isn't it? The long way is part of the gift. That distance traveled, the humility of God. You think about it, you're a human being, right? You have some dignity in this world. You know, we're the top, if you will. But what if you woke up tomorrow and you were an earthworm, okay? What if you were right down there on the ground? That would be a pretty low fall, wouldn't it? But think about the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, who just made the universe at his word. Is born a helpless baby. Now think about this now. We can romanticize it and we can clean it up. But he was born among the farm animals. He was born in a stable. He was laid. There was no crib. He was laid in the manger. Now, we remember what a manger is, right? A manger is the trough that the cows would eat out of. The cows would slobber in and eat out of, and who knows what else they would do in it. That was his bed. The King of glory, the creator of the universe. It's a long way, isn't it? Long way, what? Part of the gift, isn't it? That gift. So why are we merry on Christmas Day? Why is it that we're called to be joyful people as we come together? We think about God coming to us, God emptying himself, the mystery of the incarnation, carne, meat, flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the light comes into the darkness, and this world is the darkness, and Christ is the light. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus Christ is God incarnate in the flesh, in the meat, born among us. He who had no sin took upon a body so that he could suffer for us and for our sins. Why did he go through so much trouble? Why did he accept such lowliness? Love. His love for you. The distance he had to travel to bring the gift. It has something to do with the nature of the gift. God wants you and I to receive that gift today. The greatest gift imaginable. His very self. So why are you here this morning? What brings you here on Christmas morning? What are you here to celebrate? Christmas, I said this at the beginning of Mass. This is the quiz. Christ's Mass, right? The birth of Christ. God among us. Emmanuel, that's what Emmanuel means. God with us. Jesus is born. And Jesus, what does his name mean? Jesus' name means God saves. And so a Savior is born. A Savior is born to us. He came to pay a price he did not owe because we owed a price that we could not pay. He came into the darkness to be light for us in this world that is so often dark and difficult. Jesus announces our salvation by the voice of an angel. Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecies, the whole world waiting expectantly for Christ to come, and Christ has come, and we celebrate his birth, and because we celebrate his birth, we say to one another, what? Merry Christmas. Be filled with joy this day, this Christmas day. And what about Bethlehem? What about that city? And I know for many of you, you know all this. There's nothing new in what I'm saying to you. But some of you are just on that way, right? You're just beginning this journey. You just not really don't know all of these things about Christmas necessarily, but we come back to Bethlehem. And what does the word Bethlehem mean? The city, all these words in the Bible, all these names and all these places of people and places, they all mean something. In Bethlehem, Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. And so God would become incarnate, that God would take on flesh in the house of bread and be laid in a food trough for the animals. And who are the animals? Who are the animals that are going to feed on the bread of life? That's us. See, he comes to give us his very life, the bread of life. Bethlehem, the house of bread, the incarnate Word of God, the flesh dwelling among us. And we think about this. We think about God becoming man, born in a stable. And my mind goes to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. We can't get away from Adam and Eve. We can never get away from Adam and Eve. There's so much happening in the story of Genesis. But Adam and Eve, they were promised something. They believed a lie. They reached out for, they grasped. They were told they could be God. This was the lie they believed. You can be God. And they reached out to be God on their own. And they brought the world into darkness, the darkness that you experience sometimes. But what did Jesus do? Exactly the opposite. Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself. He emptied himself and took the form of a slave, born in the likeness of men. Born among us, born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, undoing the sin of Adam. That's why we're happy today, right? Merry Christmas, huh? It is something to be joyful about. Now, we need to know this story. Do you know this story? Can you tell this story? Let's say you meet somebody that's never heard of Jesus. Is there anybody like that? Is there anybody in the world that's unchurched, never been to church, their parents didn't go to church, they didn't go to church, they're not baptized? All they know about Jesus is what they saw in the Charlie Brown special, right? That's all they know. The little Christmas tree. Can you tell them? Can you tell them? See, we have to have this in us. This has to be part of the way we see the world and we see ourselves. We have to have this joy that we can share with others. We have to be able to defend our faith. So here we gather, and I know you're all on your own journey. You're all on the way somewhere. Anybody here got a long way to go on their way? I do. I know I still have a long way to go. But guess what? Long walk what? Part of the gift. That's right. You better get walking, okay? You got to make your life a gift. It's in giving that we receive. It's in giving that we receive. And so we give this truth. We learn and we grow and we become. And then, yeah, I know it can be a long way and it can be a long walk and it can be a long struggle. But my brothers and sisters, we got to get on that walk, don't we? We got to make a gift of ourselves. Here's the question. Are you a defender of the faith? Can you defend the Christmas story? Can you tell the Christmas story? Can you explain God among us? Can you say God saves? Jesus came to pay a price. He was born in the house of bread. He's God made flesh. He gives us his flesh to eat. Or just pretending today, pretending to have a Merry Christmas. To pretend to know why it's a good day. It's a good day because of presents. No, it's a good day because of the greatest gift ever. The greatest gift ever. Long walk, what? It's part of the gift. It's part of the gift. And he made a long walk. Why don't we get on our way? We got to get on the way and make our life a gift back to God. Receive the gift and give it to others. It is a wonderful day. It is a day to be joyful. It is Merry Christmas.